Hello, what's up guys? I'm from Peso Smart PH here and welcome sa panibagong episode. Shout out din sa mga podcast listeners. So, today topic natin would be opportunity cost and a bit of Philippine market news. Ano ba nangyari sa stock market? So, first up, meron tayong article from Business World. Sulat lang siya yesterday at 9 PM. And then sabi dito, drop in US unemployment lifts Philippine stocks. So basically kahapon, good day na naman. Like nasa 6.5K nag-end yung PSEI, yung main index ng Philippine Stock Exchange, Philippine Stock Market. And then up siya ng like 48.87 points, which is around 0.75%. And then yung kabuuan, yung brother shares, nasa 3.8K siya nag-end, up siya ng 54.12. That is around 1.43%. So yeah, basically merong increase sa jobs sa US last May, so that was last month. So around 2.5 million jobs yung like na secure ulit on that particular month. And then yeah, medyo nag-rebound na rin kasi yung economy ng US last month. So yun, nag-continue na rin yung mga ibang businesses kahit na yun, syempre meron pa rin mga precautions for all of the employees. Kasi wala pa namang vaccine yung coronavirus. And then, ayun, nag-reflect din kasi yung stock market natin sa stock market sa ano, sa US eh. Yun, nag-rally din kasi yung ano, yung Dow Jones and then yung Nasdaq. So, malaki-laki din yung ini-increase nila, like around 3-2% yung ano, yung ini-increase ng mga stock markets na yun. And then ano pa ba? Yeah, sobrang optimistic lang basically nung mga investors. Pero kasi nung Friday, nag-take din ng like profits yung ibang investors. So yeah, yung mga traders dyan, like the whole week, last week, like from Monday to Thursday, up yung market. And then medyo bumaba siya ng konti nung Friday kasi ngayon marami rin nagbenta. So, nag-unload sila ng shares nila. Then, ayan. Ito yung summary na sinabi ko kanina. Andyan yung numbers. Then, move on tayo sa next article. So, it was from Inquirer.net. By Doris Dumlao Abadilla, another PSEI rally in the offing, yet through this dark and foreboding. Currently, well, Tuesday na ngayon. So, 11.22, yeah. Medyo down din yung portfolio ko. Like, noong nag-start, around 3K, 4K yung up. And then, last ako nang check, parang down na ako ng 2-3K. Something like that. Hindi naman ganun kalaki yung down, but yeah, yung iba, syempre, nag-take na rin silang profits like early on. You can't really expect like na everyday, you know, everyday Pasko. Aha. And then, yan. Like, last week lang, yung nag-gain in total ng PSEI is around 626 points. That is a lot. And yun nga, as I've said earlier, nag-dip siya to 6.4K. Konti lang naman yung nabago. And then, yeah, nag-rebound nga siya yesterday. 6.5K nag-end. And from March, like nasa 2.4K na yung na-increase nung PSEI. Kasi nag-plummet siya to around 4,000 points lang. At some point, like last March 19 or 20. Yun yung pinakamababa na sobrang grabe talaga yung prices ng stocks. Ang sarap bumili. Then yeah, nag-show siya ng resilience, bouncing back from yung intraday decline. Nung Friday at around 218 points. But yeah, nag-end nga siya at 2.4k. And then, ano po mong mahalaga dito? Yeah, nag-skyrocket yung PSEI. Nearly 20%. Nag-intraday low siya ng 5.3k last May 26. And then, yun nga, yung prediction, like, ng mga experts is like U-shape daw yung pag-recover na economy ng Philippines. Hindi siya like parang V na sobrang taas agad. So, medyo, you know, gradual siya. Hindi siya agad-agaran. And then, ito, interesting article to. Galing din sa Inquirer. Wait. Ano nangyari? Nalipat. Ayan, ito. Galing kay April Litan. So, yeah, sabi niya, why I don't think the stock market rally is sustainable. Ayan. So, yeah, as I've said, patuloy yung pagtaas ng market. Pero, I think di rin naman sustainable. Like, personal opinion ko, hindi rin. Kasi, kailangan mo rin i-assess yung maraming bagay. Like, yeah, naka GCQ na lang and then ang marami ng businesses nag-open and then nagkakatrabaho na yung mga wala pang trabaho like the past 2 months. Nababalik na yung mga trabaho nila. But yeah, still wala pa rin vaccine, so everyone who goes outside every day are vulnerable. And then yeah, sabi niya dito masaya siya na syempre nagtithrive yung Philippine stock market. Pero yeah, sabi nga niya the worst is over. But yeah, hindi pa rin nagbabago yung isip niya na magiging U yung recovery ng economy instead of a V shape. And then ayun, medyo mataas din yung unemployment rate natin. Well, obviously nasa 17.7% siya nung April. And then I think yung low natin is around 5-ish%. So para ma-attain natin yun ulit, I think around 1 year to 2 years bago yan ma-attain ulit yung low na yun. Kasi maraming nagsara talaga ng businesses eh. Lalo na yung mga small businesses and yung mga parang nagsistart pa lang before mag-start yung pandemic, di ba? Malaking ano yun, malaking parang dagok or malaking pitfall para sa mga small businesses yun. Kasi isipin mo, matagal mo ng pinlaan yun and then yeah, you're like all set to open at that point in time. And then yeah, sira yung timeline mo and then lalo na pag yung industry mo is like restaurant, hotel, something like that. But those are, I mean, hotel, hindi siya malaking, hindi siya maliit na business. But yeah, for example, yeah, maliit na restaurant, diba? So yung mga parang patok na business ngayon is like online lang, like dropshipping, something like that. Yeah, online selling, basically. And then yung number kasi ng cases natin, total confirmed as of today. Well, wala pa yung data dito, yeah, from yesterday. Nasa 22,000 na. Then recovered is 4.6k and then the toll is around 1,000. And hindi pa tayo nagma-mass testing. So that number should be higher in my opinion. Lalo na kung nag-assisting tayo. Yeah. Well, chupol yung government. So, we can't really do anything about that. Well. Tapos, ayun. 47 minutes ago. Well, not really 47 minutes ago. Yan lang yung time nung nag-screenshot ako. Then, kung makikita nyo yung graph. So, worldwide. Ayan yung numbers. Then, yung Philippines. Kita nyo naman. Pataas lang talaga siya. And then ito, yung daily cases natin from March until today, until June. Ito nyo naman, nagpa-fluctuate siya. Pataas pa ba, diba? and yun nga, as I've said, hindi to like 100% accurate kasi sobrang konti lang, minimal lang yung natetest. Like kung sino lang yung parang like may symptoms, I think yun yung inuuna nilang i-test. So hindi lahat, which is a big problem in my opinion. And yan, isa yan sa magiging reason kung bakit like marami pa rin skeptical about sa pag-recover ng economy like fully. Then yan, yung cases over time, kita nyo, pataas lang. Hindi siya pumababa. And then, ito yung key points natin. So yeah, basically yung Philippine economy is slowly reopening. But that doesn't mean na, yun, like parang smooth sailing lang. Kasi itong coronavirus is like making part na talaga ng daily lives natin. And then, in relation dito, unemployment rate natin is at a very high level, 17.7%. And hopefully, yan, mapababa na yan gradually kasi nga, medyo nag-open na rin yung mga businesses. So, yan, makapag-stimulate yan sa economy natin. And then, ito, I think, I'm not sure how I feel about this. Yan, bumababa ng konti yung ano, yung US dollars versus Philippine peso. I think nasa 49.5-ish, I think, nung alas ako ng check. I'm not sure about the exact number, but yeah, nasa 49-ish na siya. So yung $1. That's not really good for like people in the US na nagpapadala dito sa Philippines to support their families, mga OFW. So but they're saying that that's a good thing. But yeah, and then ayun yung long term effect ng coronavirus, hanggat wala yung vaccine, we're gonna have to be, you know, very careful. Kahit na maging quote-unquote parang normal na ulit. Yeah. Hindi siya maging katulad nung dati before natin ma-experience yung virus na to. Unless yun nga, magkaroon ng vaccine na talagang gumagana. Diba? Yeah, we have to live with it for now. And in the foreseeable future. Okay, so punta tayo dito sa opportunity cost. So before natin discuss like further, madali lang naman siya, well, so to speak. Define muna natin. So first one is from Investopedia. Sabi dito, opportunity costs represent the benefits an individual, investor, or business misses out on when choosing one alternative over another. And then from Wikipedia, yung cost incurred by not enjoying the benefit associated with the best alternative choice. And then the Library of Economics and Liberty, the value of the next highest valued alternative, use of that resource. And then the balance, the price of the next best thing you could have done had you not made your first choice. So yeah, medyo naging parang complicated yun sa dalawa. But yeah, from Investopedia and Wikipedia, sobrang basic lang niya. And yeah, natutuan ko to sa economics back in college. I think na discuss din siya na ng bahagya nung high school, but I didn't really paid attention at that time. But yeah, ayun, medyo naging interesting lang yung discussion nung college kasi I think konti lang kami dun sa class na yun. And then parang night pa siya, night class. So around I think 4:30 PM until 9 PM yung class namin. So ayun. And yeah, dire-diretso siya. Dapat kasi like divided yun sa tatlong classes of like 1.5 hours. But yung prof kasi na yun is Saturday lang pwede magturo. So yun lang yung slot na nabigay sa kanya. And yeah, dire-diretso siya. But nagbibigay naman siya ng break from time to time. So yeah, it was really enjoyable. And then yeah, and tinuro niya yung opportunity ko sa amin, and like tumatak na yun sa akin since then. Like, lagi ko siyang iniisip. Or like, lagi siyang part ng decision making ko. So, yan. Isang example dito. Para may visual kayo. Is yung JGS. So, JG Summit Holdings. Kay John Gong eh. Ayan. So, kung nag-invest kayo and fina-follow nyo talaga yung Philippine stock market, makita nyo dito yung 52-week low niya. Na-achieve yan nung, I think, March 20 or 19. 28 pesos per share lang siya. So, kung hindi ka bumili nun, and then bumili ka ngayon, nasa 64.10 na siya. Yan. Yun yung opportunity cost mo. Like, nawala yung chance mo. Kumbaga. Na, makabili at this very low price point. Like, for example, at that time, bumili ka ng new phone. Di ba? Yun. Yung opportunity cost mo is not being able to buy this particular stock at this very low price. So, yun. Pwede mo naman din baligta rin. For example, yan, nag-hold off ka to buy that new phone. And then, yun, napasakto. May pera ka, then bumaba ng ganito kababa yung JGS. So, yan, bumili ka. 28 pesos per share. 1,000 shares, sabihin natin. Diba? So, 28 pesos yun. Opportunity cost nun is, well, basically, yung pera na ginastos mo, which is 28,000 pesos with the fees and all that. And then, yung chance mo na makabili ng new phone. So, yun lang yun basically. Which is a very good thing din, di ba? Kung isipin mo, kung iti-take mo yung profits mo today. Well, kung yesterday pa, yung high niya yesterday was at 66.10. So, yung 28K mo naging 66,000 na. So, for sure, mas maganda pong phone yung mabibili mo kung ginawa mo yun. But of course, syempre, huwag mo muna i-benda kasi kung makikita nyo naman, 83 pesos yung 52-week high niya. And then, it could go a bit higher than that kung i-hold nyo siya for, you know, for quite a while. And then, yun. Basically, it's all about choices. Yan. Lahat ng choices nyo, meron niyang opportunity cost kasi hindi naman palaging isa lang option natin. Lagi kang merong alternatives. And then, yeah, just don't forget to assess yung risks ng mga pinipili mo na mga bagay. And always, like, ilatag nyo lahat ng options nyo. Like, syempre, huwag kayo mag-overthink na, ay, ito, parang 1,000 or 100 yung pinagpipilian nyo. Like, I think a good number is like 2 to 3 or 3 to 5. Something like that. And then, yeah, explore multiple options palagi. Same din sa pagpili ng stocks, diba? Maraming, for example, like construction companies. Maraming yung pwede pagpilian. And then, yeah, bottom line, laging included dito sa opportunity cost is time and money. Kasi kalimitan naman yung iti-trade mo is yun, time and money. Like, for example, yung money nga, di ba? Yung like, ang pambili mo eh, ng mga bagay. Like, ng stocks, ng bagong PC, ng damit. And yeah, it's just up to you kung saan mo i-alat yung resource na yun. And then, yeah, syempre, time. So, hindi naman like basta-basta ka lang bibili, di ba? Like, kailangan mong mamili, kailangan mong like i-survey kung ano ba talaga yung sulit para sa'yo. And for example, sa stocks, kung talaga mo pagkakita mo ba siya. So yeah, kailangan mo ng time para aralin yun and para i-review yung lahat ng options mo. And of course, we are gonna end with a quote from Warren Buffett. Yan, maganda to. The best thing that happens to us is when a great company gets into temporary trouble. We want to buy them when they're on the operating table. Yeah. Basically, well, yeah, technically, halos lahat sila. We're in trouble the past, you know, few months. Kasi, lahat tayo eh, apektado nung virus. So, may mga nag-thrive, syempre, na businesses, di ba? Pero sobrang dami na apektuhan and yeah, maraming losses na nangyari. Like, almost 1/4 yung nawala sa atin. and to those businesses. So yun, nakita nyo naman kung sino yung sobrang bumaba. Well, lahat naman bumaba. But yeah, makikita nyo kung sino yung mga magre-recover and kung alin ba yung mga companies na talagang magta-thrive sa ganitong mga situation. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you want more of my content, be sure to leave a rating, give a like, share it, and subscribe. Your feedback is always welcome and appreciated. And remember, be PESA smart. See ya.